You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Thanks as always, Jack, and a hearty good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dave Gloss with tonight's Swing Shift here on KGNU. We've got some special fun. For those of you who have been listening in recent weeks, you know we've been featuring music that was nominated at the Academy Awards during the swing era, and tonight we'll go through 41 and 42. So stay tuned for some remarkably fun sounds. For tonight's 1941 nominees, we start out with the soundtrack from Sun Valley Serenade with Glenn Miller and his orchestra. And we'll do a very familiar version, and then we'll break to a Dorothy Dandridge Nicholas Brothers dance set to the same tune.
Chattanooga Choo Choo, run it down again. Let's go. One, two.
One, two, three. you say.
Step aside, partner, it's my day. Bend an ear and listen to my version
of a really solid Tennessee excursion.
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Yes, yes.
Track 29.
Boy, you can give me a shine.
Can you afford to board Chattanooga choo-choo?
I got my fare
and just a trifle to spare.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Ooh, Chattanooga, there you are.
Gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roll.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard. Won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
She said the Tennessee line, Jack.
She means that she can't afford.
I can't afford to board a Chattanooga choo-choo.
What have you got in there?
Oh, got my fare.
You say you have?
Uh-huh, but not a nickel to spare.
Well, I do, who declare? You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner,
nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When blowing eight to the bar,
then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shuffle all the coal in, got to keep it rolling. Whoa, Chattanooga, there you are.
Chattanooga, choo-choo, there you are.
Thank you.
Glenn Miller and his orchestra with, of course, Dorothy Dandridge and the wonderful Nicholas Brothers. If you've never seen the wonderful Nicholas Brothers dance, pick up some an old musical like Sun Valley Serenade and just enjoy. They were absolutely incredible. You know, 1941 was an interesting year. It seemed like all the studios in Hollywood suddenly decided to capitalize on the wonderful swing era and put all kinds of great swing artists into their movies. And that include Patty, Maxine, and Laverne, the Andrews sisters. And believe it or not, they were in the first big movie, which featured Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. And that was Buck Privates. And the Academy Award nominee that came out of Buck Privates was Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot-de-la-da-toot. He blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump eight to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do-do-do-do-da-da, do-da-da, do-do-do-do. He blows it eight to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet. Because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da 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 da. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, of course, a real standard for Patty, Maxine, and Laverne from 1941's Buck Privates. Next up was the first a tune that was featured quite broadly in the first film of Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra, which, of course, at that time featured Frank Sinatra, Joe Stafford, the Pied Pipers, Buddy Rich, Ziggy Elman, along with Tommy. And the big hit, number one hit that came out of Las Vegas Nights in 1941 was Dolores.
How I love the kisses of Dolores. From a balcony above me, she whispers, love me, grows a rose. Ah, but she is twice as lovely as the rose she throws. I would die to be with my Dolores,
to be near her eye.
Dolores, I was made to serenade Dolores,
serenade her chorus after chorus.
Just imagine eyes like moonrise, a voice like music, lips like wine. What a break if I could make Dolores mine, all mine. Imagine eyes like moonrise, a voice like music, lips like wine. What a break if I could make Dolores mine, all mine.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra of the year was 1941. From Las Vegas Nights and an Academy Award nominated tune, Dolores. Speaking of Tommy Dorsey, we invite you once again to join us just next Wednesday evening already. And it's going to have wonderful weather on that day, believe it or not, 65 degree high. So it'll be a great opportunity to come and join us at the Forney Museum for a fundraiser for the nonprofit Forney Museum. Part of your ticket will be tax deductible as you listen to a rare opportunity to spend an intimate evening with the world-renowned Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. And delight to the sounds of the big band era while enjoying old food, drink, live and silent auctions, and the entire Forney Museum of Transportation. Enjoy dancing as you swing among the cars. So, from 6 until 10 o'clock next Wednesday evening, you can certainly get tickets and enjoy listening to a wonderful orchestra. Join Barbara Dorsey and me for the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra at the Forney Museum. And that's just off of Brighton Boulevard and I-70, just south next to the old Coliseum. If you are interested, you can get further information at forneymuseum.org. It's one of the things I love to help out with here on KGNU. You can check out all kinds of music and event listings on our website, kgnu.org. You can check out our playlist online as well, see what music we're playing and streaming live. You can contribute live 24/7, securely online at kgnu.org. And unlike virtually every other place on the dial, we rely almost solely on listener support. We can't do it without you. For years, I put quite literally money where my mouth is to support this station because I certainly believe in its mission to present a wide variety of music and news and not leave people out of the equation. And, you know, it's just such an unusual public programming base that we have here on KGNU. We now even have a news program to serve the Mandarin Chinese in our city. And it's a wonderful reflection of our community to have this broad-based support and this broad-based outreach to so many members of our community. I'm here and in the Denver studio this evening, and if you'd like to contribute, you can do so at virtually any level. Anything is very, very much appreciated. You can call me at the Denver studio here at 303-825-0619 for your tax-deductible contribution, or you can just go online and at kgnu.org and pledge securely, and we will certainly appreciate whatever support you can lend us. I've been at this now for, since 1979, so this is year number 36 for me here on KGNU, presenting the music of the swing era. It's always a pleasure to be able to talk to each and every one of you while I'm on the air, and hope you're enjoying these broadcasts. I can certainly tell you I've enjoyed the last 36 years of volunteering for KGNU, and we really can't do it without you. So, once again, our number here at the Denver studio, if you'd like to give me a call, 303-825-0619, or you can pledge securely at kgnu.org. We're going to turn now to our next nominee from the year 1941, the 14th Academy Awards. And, let's see what we got up next. I think it's Woody Herman.
Clack the echoing back the blues in the night. From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the fall winds blow. I've been in some big towns and heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know. A woman's a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Thank you.
That was Billy May and his orchestra and an Academy Award-winning tune that you didn't hear in a swing fashion very often because it came out of the pen of Gene Autry. And that was called Be Honest With Me, and one of those old Gene Autry westerns, Riding on a Rainbow. Next up, we're going to listen to Les Brown and his band of renown, and a classic from the Walt Disney Studios from Dumbo. Here's Baby Mine. Les Brown and his band of renown and Baby Mine from Dumbo, written by Frank Churchill and Ned Washington. And let's go over our nominees now. In addition to that one, we had Be Honest With Me from Riding on a Rainbow by Gene Autry, Blues in the Night from the movie by the same title, of course a classic by Harold Arlen and lyrics by the one and only Johnny Mercer. Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy from Buck Privates was written by Hugh Prince and lyrics by Don Ray. Dolores came from Las Vegas Nights and music by Louis Alter and lyrics by the great Frank Lesser. And there were two tunes that I wasn't able to get a copy of. Out of the Silence, All-American Coed was the name of the picture. Music and lyrics by Lloyd Norlin. And Since I Kissed My Baby Goodbye from You'll Never Get Rich. Music and lyrics by Cole Porter. And that's not one I'm familiar with from the Cole Porter songbook. Of course, Chattanooga Choo Choo started us off from Sun Valley Serenade. Music by Harry Warren and lyrics by Mack Gordon. None of those that I've mentioned won the Academy Award in 1941. And while you're thinking who won then, for heaven's sake, I'll remind you that this is our spring membership drive here on KGNU. And the most economical way to give to KGNU is by automatic bank withdrawals. No expiration dates or stolen cards, no fees, less postage and paper costs. It's a greener way and more efficient way all the way around. Also, it may be easier to give $5 a month than write a check for $60. So you still get to choose a premium gift. And if you'd like to be a sustainer of local radio, or we call them solar members, give us a call or download the form on our website, kgnu.org, to be a solar member that sustains local radio here on KGNU on a monthly basis. It's one of those things that's when it's automatically deducted, you'll never miss it. And over the last 30 years, of course, KGNU has been committed to supporting the community by offering free public service announcements for nonprofits, interviewing staff and volunteers of nonprofit organizations, promoting events of the arts throughout the metropolitan area, promoting live events on the community calendar and on the website, airing live music on the cabaret and other music programs. I might even be able to get a few licks of the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra next week. And then maintaining an open door policy where the public is invited to become the media. Volunteer organizations are held every month in Boulder and Denver, and it's a great starting place for anyone interested in becoming involved with KGNU, either in front or behind the microphone. Offering radio training classes to anyone who's interested in both Denver and Boulder. And what a wonderful way to get started if you're a great music fan and really want to get behind the microphone as I have all these years. Well, our number here, if you'd like to give me a call at our Denver studio, is 303-825-0619. You can also pledge securely at kgnu.org. We'd love to hear from you. And now the envelope, please. The winner for the 14th Academy Awards, the year was 1941, for the best song, was a tune written by Jerome Kern with lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II. I think you'll recognize this one, sung here by Dinah Shore.
The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. I heard the laughter of her heart in every street cafe. The last time I saw Paris, her trees were dressed for spring. And lovers walked beneath those trees, and birds found songs to sing. I dodged the same old taxi cabs that I had dodged for years. The chorus of their squeaky horns was music to my ears. The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, remember.
Of course, Dinah Shore singing from Lady Be Good, The Last Time I Saw Paris, with music by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II doing the lyrics. That was the Academy Award-winning tune from 1941. 1942 nominees. Oh, we have a big bundle, and I'm sure you'll recognize quite a few of them. We'll once again get started with Glenn Miller and his orchestra, and from his second motion picture for 20th Century Fox Studios, Orchestra Wives. Well, this was another great tune written by Harry Warren and Mack Gordon.
Thank you. at the campus dance.
Wait until you see her, you'll agree. My hometown gal's the only one for me. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I got a gal
in Kalamazoo.
Don't wanna boast, but I know she's the toast
of Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by.
My, my, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo, zoo, 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 zoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a flight,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear her screaming.
Hiya, Mr. Jackson, everything's okay. K-A-L-A-M-A-C-O. Oh, what a gal, a real pipperoo.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal
in Kalamazoo.
save me, fate gave me a sign. I know that I'll be yours, come shower or shine. So I say, dearly beloved, be mine.
Dearly Beloved was introduced in You Were Never Lovelier. Music once again by Jerome Kern. Lyrics there by Johnny Mercer. Prior to that, we heard, of course, Kalamazoo, or I Got a Gal in Kalamazoo, from Orchestra Wives, music by Harry Warren, and lyrics by Mack Gordon. Both of those versions were, of course, by Glenn Miller and his orchestra, and Skip Nelson had the vocal frontage there on Dearly Beloved. A reminder once again that KGNU is more than just a radio station. We're an active community organization working to make things happen in the Denver metro area. Our area is a sprawling urban area where communities and people are spread out geographically, but KGNU helps folks with common interests find each other, like those folks who love classic jazz and the swing era. Political and cultural activities, musicians, music lovers all have a focus for their activities and interests. It's a center for the whole network of diverse groups and people. When you support KGNU, you're preserving one of the most important organizations that make this area a better place to live. So you can pledge online at kgnu.org, or once again, give me a call here at our Denver studio, 303-825-0619. And I'm here every Thursday evening between 9 and 10 o'clock here on KGNU. And sorry if I sound a little muggy this evening. I'm just recovering from a cold, and it probably shows. But nevertheless, I'll be here every week I can possibly make it to present the music of an era that is wonderfully classic. We'll continue on now with more nominees from 1942, the 15th Annual Academy Awards in the Best Song category. Here we go. I think you'll know this one, too.
When a girl meets boy, life can be a joy.
But the note they end on will depend on little pleasures they will share.
So let us compare.
I like New York in June. How about you?
I like a Gershwin tune. How about you?
I love a fireside when a storm is due.
I like potato chips, moonlight motor trips. How about you?
I like it in my hat. I'm mad about good books. Can't get my fill.
And Frank Sinatra's looks give me a thrill.
Have to stand in line, holding hands in a movie show. When all the lights are low, may not be new, but I like it. How about you?
I've seen pal Joey twice. How about you?
Caught it, loved it. And think Kim Novak's very nice.
Yes.
What else is new?
I love a baseball game played beneath the lights.
I love the Pirates, find them a favorite nine, daytime or nights.
Stop. stockholder.
How'd you know?
That Marlon Brando smile makes me feel tall.
Helps you, huh? Well, I tell you, Bob Hope now, he's more my style.
Really?
Hokey nose and all, he's stuck with it.
This whole world's in a sorry way. That's what the papers say.
It may be true. Long as those stars still shine.
Long as your love is mine.
I like it fine. How about you?
Long as you kiss so well.
Long as you cast that spell. I think it's swell. How about you? Long as the bird still mates, may we reiterate, we think it's great. How about you?
Thank you.
have heard that song before. It's from an old familiar score. I know it well, that melody. It's funny how a theme recalls a favorite dream, a dream that brought you so close to me. I know each word because I've heard that song before. The lyrics said forevermore, forevermore's a memory. Just when I heard that lovely song
before. Okay, that was I Heard That Song Before from Youth on Parade, and music by Julie Stein and lyrics by Sammy Kahn. And of course, Harry James and his orchestra had a huge hit with that in 1942. Yeah, as a matter of fact, with vocalist Helen Forrest, Columbia Records ran out of shellac during that year. That tune was so successful. Always in My Heart was sung by Bob Everly with Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra. We heard Dearly Beloved once again by Glenn Miller. How About You was sung by Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney. I Got a Gal in Kalamazoo was from Orchestra Wives with the great Glenn Miller Orchestra. I Didn't Have Time for Love Is a Song from Bambi, believe it or not. Music by Frank Churchill and lyrics by Larry Morey. And I couldn't find the following three. Pennies for Peppino was from Flying with Music. Pigfoot Pete was from Hell's Poppin'. And I got to find this one. There's a Breeze on Lake Louise from the Mayor of 44th Avenue. And then, of course, there was the winner for 1942, which, of course, I heard every Christmas until I was about age 18. Music and lyrics by Irving Berlin introduced, and we won't get all the way through this, but introduced, of course, by Bing Crosby in Holiday Inn. I think you'll know this one, too. And we'll just play a couple seconds here of Harry James and his Music Makers. Well, I'm sorry, I must have missed that one up. Anyway, obviously it was White Christmas and a huge hit for Bing Crosby in 1942 from Holiday Inn. And that will bring to a close Swing Shift for this evening. Thank you for joining me. It's always a pleasure to be here every Thursday evening between 9 and 10 o'clock to present the music of the swing era. And I'll be with you next Thursday for the second half of our spring membership drive. Remember to support our station at kgnu.org, or you can call my friend Dave as we pass the 10 o'clock hour and we pass the baton back to the Boulder studios. It's my duty to remind you, this is KGNU Boulder Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, transfer K229 AC in Nederland, Colorado at 93.7 megahertz on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. Let's turn it over to jazz.